Thank you for downloading the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast. You can find more helpful advice at focusonthefamily.com/parentingpodcast.
One of the hardest things that you're probably going to have to deal with is when your child is bullied. That just brings up all sorts of hurt and pain and frustration. I'm John Fuller, along with Danny Huerta, and today we're going to be hearing from Jonathan McKee about how you, as a mom or a dad, can help your child when they witness or when they're the victim of bullying. Here now is Jim Daly.
Let me ask you this, because, again, if you're an engaged parent and you're having these discussions and your kids are responding, you know, I really don't see it, Dad. I've not done it, and I've not been bullied. How do you equip them to trigger the right response? So if you set a scenario for them, well, listen, Johnny or Mary, if this is what you see, then you should do this. How do you set up a scenario, a storytelling scenario, to help them better understand how not to be the bystander?
I think several things we can do as adults, and obviously I spend a whole chapter on bystanders, but I think one of the biggest things that parents can do is model empathy ourselves, because a lot of when it comes to the world of bullying, what lacks is empathy, stepping into someone else's shoes and what's it like to be that person, to hear this ridicule day after day. And as parents, we don't realize how much power we have just to model something like that with the people we encounter day after day.
Yeah. Give me an example, though. Say I'm talking to my youngest, Troy, and, you know, we've had this discussion. Maybe he said, you know, Dad, today I might have seen somebody being bullied. Give me the dialogue. What do you say as a parent that's very helpful?
Yeah, I think that in that situation, well, especially if he says, I seen something, and as we even heard at the beginning of the show, and statistically, 70% of young people have witnessed some sort of bullying. So
that's staggering. That's an amazing
number.
Yeah,
so chances are that they have. I mean, 50%, according to a USA report recently, have actually admitted that they themselves have made fun of someone recently. 70% of school administration say they have witnessed bullying. I mean, it's a reality out there, and especially now that they're carrying this in their pockets. It's no longer a 8 to 2:30 thing. It is a, you know, all day thing. So if Troy, your son, is talking to you and saying, I've seen it, I mean, most likely, statistically, he has seen this. And for you to be able to just empathize with him and actually draw it out of him, ask him, what'd you see? How'd that make you feel? Hey,
how'd you react?
How do you think, if you saw a friend of his named Brian, you know, how do you think Brian, that's interesting. How do you think Brian feels? And again, not making Troy feel like he himself is, so what'd you do about it? Did you do anything? Oh, so you just stood there and let it go by. Huh? No, I mean, we're not talking about that. Just, but actually kind of, wow, that's, I'm so glad you told me about this and listening to him.
I think the other thing too is when you see them doing the right thing, make sure you give them the appropriate praise and gratitude for having the right heart. I remember a time it was with Troy, and we were at one of the high school football games, and he was probably seventh or eighth grade, but his older brother was, you know, at the high school. And one of his friends was choking, I think, on a hot dog. And I turned around from the stands that I could see he was in trouble. And the other boys were teasing him, going, oh, dude, you're choking on that hot dog. What a fool. Don't you know how to eat? I mean, they were kind of teasing him while the kid is choking. And wow. Troy jumped in and said, hey, guys, back off, man. He needs help. And that's when I kind of came physically onto the scene and was able to help him. And, you know, he was okay. But I said, Troy, awesome. Way to go. Way to get involved and not support that kind of harassment when this kid was in trouble. I mean, that's kind of the junior high attitude, isn't it? It's amazing.
Well, you right there drew attention to a positive thing, which is great. I mean, it's so great when you reward someone for that. And a lot of what we need to do is, I think, raise awareness about this. Luckily, your son saw something that no one else saw. They were all just, oh, this is funny. They didn't realize maybe the seriousness of the situation. He saw something. That's great. And the more we can kind of raise awareness, model this empathy ourselves, that's going to help. And that's why a lot of this book is storytelling, a story after story, because when our kids watch movies, read books about this kind of stuff, and they see it, they're like, wow, I never thought about that. What would it be like to be that kid? That right there is kind of our entrance into that world.
Danny, I'd like you to speak to parents whose kids are the bystanders in that kind of a situation that Jonathan is describing. How do we make them more aware of what bullying looks like and what they should do when they see it happening?
Yeah, I have two stories to share about the bystander effect in bullying. A lot of times we're afraid to speak up in those moments just because we don't want to look uncool or like we're trying to stop something that seems to be funny. I was on the basketball team freshman year. There's a guy that was 6'9". Very tall guy.
Taller than you.
Yeah, a little bit taller than I am. 6'9", was very, very self-conscious of his body and had made that clear. He wouldn't go skins when we were playing shirts and skins. He would wear sweats because he just had a lot of self-consciousness about his body. And one of the kids wanted to be funny and came behind him and pulled his pants down all the way to his ankles. And he's 6'9". There were guys and girls watching our practice. Everyone else was laughing. Some of us very uncomfortably. That was bullying in that moment. Hmm. And as a bystander, most of us did nothing because we knew that kid was very powerful in his influence around the school. Now, the boy that got his pants pulled down a few months later went into a classroom and put a broken chair in a place where this girl was going to come in and sit down, and he knew she was going to be there late, and she was significantly overweight. She came into this full class of students just waiting for the class to start, and as the girl walked in, she sat down quickly on the chair and flattened it to the ground. Now, this was a boy that had been bullied in front of others and humiliated. He did the same to this girl. There's a ripple effect to what bullying does. Mm-hmm. And to help our kids see that a bully many times has been bullied before,
yeah,
in some way or another, either by friends or other people or maybe siblings, maybe it's parents even. There's a ripple effect, and many times we're getting to see a portion of that ripple. And as a bystander, are you going to do something to stop the ripple? And are you willing to step in there? And it's usually when a person's creating unwanted pain or humiliation to another person. That's an easy thing to detect. You see the other person have that moment, dig deep, pray deep, say, God, be with me, strengthen me, step in. David did that with Goliath.
At the very least, go step in and be next to that kid that's being bullied, right? I mean, somehow that robs the situation of some of the dynamics, I would think.
And I think, yeah, you're right, John. And I think that we all want that. We want to be that person that steps in, does the right thing, hugs that other kid, wants to stand next to him, wants to be the person standing in the gap. Hmm. And there's that moment of doubt that what if, is pain going to come to me? And that's where we have to trust that God is with us as we're doing what he would do.
Hmm. Well, we want to encourage you to swing by our website. We do have more details about bullying, and we've got Jonathan's book, The Bullying Breakthrough. Visit the website, make a donation. We'll send a copy of that to you as a way of expressing our appreciation for your support. And the information is in the show notes. Next time, more from Jonathan. And for now, I'm John Fuller on behalf of Danny Huerta and the team. Thanks for listening today to the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.